With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pope Francis remains in critical condition.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is in critical condition after suffering a severe respiratory crisis related to his asthma. At Sunday Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan prayed for him. Outside the Pope's hospital in Rome, the faithful are also praying. The Vatican says the 88-year-old is still receiving high flows of oxygen from that prolonged asthmatic crisis and blood transfusions. I'm Julie Walker.
Three people are dead, two critically injured, one person missing after a boat capsized Sunday off Staten Island. It happened about noon in the Ambrose Channel, a shipping lane between Staten Island and Queens. Police divers pulled five people from the boat, which had quickly become submerged. Two of the survivors, one in critical condition, the other stable. Also at SRNnews.com, the man behind Doge is giving federal workers a deadline.
Elon Musk, President Donald Trump's cost-cutting chief, has emailed hundreds of thousands of federal workers, telling them to explain with five bullets what you accomplished last week. And CC your manager. Musk posted on X that failing to respond to the request will be taken as a resignation. Federal employees, including some judges, court staff, and federal prison officials, received the three-line email with the demand, which did not mention resignation. The deadline to reply was listed as Monday at 11:59 p.m. Some agencies have told employees that they don't have to comply. An email from the State Department's acting undersecretary for management says the State Department will respond on behalf of the department. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump says he may put the U.S. Postal Service under the control of the Commerce Department. This is SRN News. The boycott of Target is over, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
When the giant retailer announced in 2016 that it would allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing rooms, the American Family Association called on Christians across the country to take their money elsewhere. Now the AFA says it's officially ending the boycott with Target's latest announcement that it is dropping its diversity, equity, and inclusion program. The company has also installed single-occupancy bathrooms and stopped pushing LGBT children's apparel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German investigators say the suspect in a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial that left a Spanish tourist seriously injured is a Syrian Muslim who wanted to kill Jews. The victim sustained life-threatening injuries to the neck when he was attacked. In a separate case, police in the neighboring state of Brandenburg arrested an 18-year-old Muslim on suspicion of preparing an attack on the Israeli embassy. This is SRN News. President of the Congo is trying to retain his hold on power against recent gains by Rwandan-backed rebels.
At a meeting of his close political allies in Kinshasa, Felix Tshisekedi said some of them had not been doing enough to defend the country and that he needed more voices to do that. But he said only individuals who advocate for the national interest would be included in the reshuffled government, a signal that M23 were not welcome. Mr. Tshisekedi also said he would be reforming the army, which has often withdrawn without a fight in areas where it faced the rebels. M23 now controls large parts of North and South Kivu provinces, including the main cities of Goma and Bukavu. On Saturday, nearly 2,000 police officers in Bukavu joined them.
The Trump administration is set to put all civil servants employed by the U.S. Agency for International Development on administrative leave Monday at midnight, as well as cut 2,000 employees from the agency. More details at SRNnews.com.